Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Inference, where we talk about programming languages and other funny stuff. Today I'm incredibly happy to have here the CEO of Serocal, Arseny Seroca. Welcome Arseny, how are you?
Hello, nice to meet you. How are you? I'm fine.
I'm fine, thanks. Nice to meet you too. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Welcome everyone. I think that's going to be really interesting dialogue and podcast with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me start with a question. I've been following Serocal for several years now, mainly because of the blog. I really love Serocal blog and their posts. It's amazing how you can switch from Erlang to Haskell and other languages so easily. So it's a really important blog to me. It is really, really important because I learned many things thanks to your blog. And why did you start a company where the main programming languages that you're using are functional languages and are a niche, you know, of the programming languages world?
The thing is that I finished computer science, bachelor's and master's. And during my university years, I've realized that I really love Haskell. I used to be C++ developers, but I really loved and still love Haskell. And I'm teaching students in your university these days. I'm an associate professor. In 2015, I've realized that I need to get a great job. I've realized that Haskell is my favorite language, but there is, there are not a lot of jobs where you can make your, send your CV or something. And especially because it was 2015, there were no remote jobs because, one talked about that. And I've realized that if there are no Haskell positions, in the world that are easy to get, then you probably should start your own thing. And me and my co-founder, Jon Mostovoy, we've realized that let's do something together. Maybe if you have some work to do and if I have some work to do for clients, let's do it in Haskell. And let's do it together and split everything in half. And so we started together in it was August 2015.
Oh, okay.
And so we are in business for 6 years. that's really incredible. There were only two of us, and now there are 70 people, and
wow.
There are something like 40 plus developers. We still use Haskell as our main language because we are in love with it. We do contribute in GRC, that's a Haskell compiler. We have
yep.
a dedicated team that's working full time. And we have not only commercial projects, we have also non-commercial projects. We love to do open source. And as you mentioned before, we really love to spread the information about functional programming, about Haskell, Erlang, Elixir, sometimes Rust, to the world, because we understand all the benefits of these technologies and the ways of programming, the ways of developing, and we try to educate people from the ground-up level. As you know, there are some basic blogs about some basic information to the level of senior developers, professionals, maybe even researchers. So that's why we also cover topics like math logic, dependent types and other things
okay.
like that. Yeah, so the idea behind Serocal is to show the world that you not only, should know about functional programming and functional programming languages, but you should also sometimes use it because there is a great field of application of these technologies. And with all our strength in heart and in mind, we try to show the world that not only Java is the language that people should use. Sometimes
yeah.
it's really fun, and that's like a passion to use something that is working for you.
Yeah, I want to thank you personally for that, because you're showing that the industry is ready for adopting Haskell and other functional languages for building valuable software. So this is really, really important.
I also want to mention then that then when you dig a little bit in, you understand that there are a lot of companies that use Haskell, but they use it internally for a lot of secure-based things. That's why a lot of companies do not tell that, hey, we love Haskell, we use it. But in fact, the amount of Haskell in the world is not that, you know, like, that small.
Why do you think that companies are hiding the fact that they are using Haskell?
Because, as I mentioned before, they usually use it for security parts of systems. And because of security reasons, they try to hide any information, especially banks, what kind of stack they use in production.
Oh, okay, great. So what are the areas of expertise in Serokill, and how functional languages helped you achieving such a great results in those areas?
Currently, our main areas are fintech, biotech, and data science. So we used to be in fintech from the beginning. We used to work a lot of with blockchain technologies, but I want to mention that we always working with something that is related to research or to science. Even when we work with blockchain, for example, we used to work on Cardano. We used to collaborate with Tokyo University. So we were working directly with researchers with their real white papers. And we are especially proud that sometimes when we talk to real scientists, we talk, you know, like sometimes on the same level, and we do even tell them how to improve white papers, because, you know, researchers, they usually don't think about real world, and we do live in real world, so we try to help them to improve their results. Also, we for the last year, maybe year and something, we started working in biotech sphere. So it's turned out that there is Haskell in biotech, and so now we have two projects in this field, and we're really happy that we help the world to, you know, like, to live these days because of this pandemic. We also work with a company that is working on the vaccine. Yeah, and not so long ago we started working in data science. That's a general field these days. But it turned out that we do have resources, and we do have people who are really interested in that. And me myself, I'm interested in this, because I think that's something that can help us to improve the world around. But to mention the truth, that in data science, we don't use a lot of Haskell. We use it for backend and integrations, for example. But obviously, in this field, Python is something that is used everywhere. But my dream is that maybe one day we will have enough resources and billions of dollars to create an alternative using Haskell.
I really wish you to achieve that goal, because that will change many, many lives out there, I guess, through the data scientists.
Yeah, because I think that now you have something like a monopoly in this field with Python and sometimes R, but I wish we have alternatives to use.
Yeah, absolutely. And going back to the adoption of, you know, functional languages, do you think that at a certain point, adopting those languages such as Erlang, Haskell, Elixir, and Rust has made things a bit harder for you? I mean, isn't hiring a bit more difficult, or, you know, other problems?
It is not that difficult, Because I used to be a very active person in Haskell community. I used to be a very person in NixOS community. For example, me and my co-founder, we were among those who organized the first NixOS conference in Berlin in
Oh,
2016.
okay.
Yeah, in 2016. Oh, no, in 2015, yeah, that was the first conference in Berlin. Yep, third. And because I used to be active in Haskell community, that was not hard to find people who were first employees of Serica. And also, I was asking my group mates, because I was still in university those days, I was asking my group mates if they want to join us, if they want to use Haskell in the real life. A lot of them were laughing, but now we're here, and some of them came to us, and I'm really great. I'm really happy that these great boys and girls are working and are still working with us, because we have a lot of loyal employees who are working with us since 2015. Still,
Yeah, that's great.
We do have problems with finding developers, for example, in Rust, because we were not familiar with Rust from the beginning, and so that's something like that's a field where do we try to find new employees, by regular ways. Yeah, but in Haskell, because we know a lot of people, and a lot of people knows us. So that's how can we try to find really great talents. So, for example, right now we do always try to find new Haskell developers. So if you want to join us, write at us at jobs@serical.io, and especially we're interested in team leads and senior developers. That's something that we're always passion to find and to have interviews.
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you think that the ideal candidate should be for applying to Serica? What are you looking for in a developer?
I have one question that I'm always asking people. How do you think? How fast can you learn new things? Because I understand that the field of development, the field of computer science, is changing every day. Every day you can have, for example, a new framework that is going to be used all around the world, and the way how fast can you adopt your style of programming, for example, to this framework, if it's a good framework, is the way how fast you can work with business to solve their problems. And because there are always new researchers, especially in the field of Haskell, I'm really interested how a person can, read papers, read code, understand, get new things, and tell us, hey guys, you are doing this wrong, and I have a really great idea how to improve this. Because overall, you can still work as a assembly developer, but the world moved on, and there are always circumstances when you need an assembly developer. But if you are not among this 1% with like 0.1% of the world of these assembly developers, then you probably need to learn new stuff. And that's not always related to, programming, but that's also related to algorithms, networks, distributed systems, everything, because, everything is connected in the world of computer science.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And talking again about the open source, you've mentioned that you are really active in the open source community with your co-founder. And talking about Serical, what is the Serical contribution to the open source? In which way Serical is committed to open source?
The great thing that we do is, as I mentioned before, we do commit to GRC, and we have a dedicated team of four employees who are working full time and working not only to improve the GRC itself by, you know, sending pull requests, fixing, making patches, but we also try to implement the dependent types in Haskell.
Wow.
And yeah, that's our, you know, like, great goal to have. And also that helps us with our commercial development, because during commercial development we do sometimes have problems with GRC, rarely, but we do. And that's how can we solve them. You know, we give it to people, they fix them, we send them to GRC, and so we help the Haskell community. Also, when we work with customers, we always try to ask them if we can make their solution open source. So that's why most of our projects that we used to work on are open source. And if we have, for example, a new approach of testing, I don't know, that's just an example,
yeah,
we try to extract it from the project and we try to make a library and to obviously send it to GitHub, for example. Yeah, so
okay,
that's how we try to improve the world of Haskell, because libraries is something that is making the ecosystem of any language more powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And okay, going on, talking about your project, I've read a great case study on the Circle website about the Telegram Open Network. Would you like to share something about that project?
Yeah, sure. So if I'm not mistaken, there was a contest at the end of 2019. Yeah. It was related to Telegram Open Network. It was a blockchain contest. So the idea behind that contest was to write several, to improve several parts of TON, and also to write several smart contracts and several libraries. And so we've seen the information about this contest, and so we realized, well, we think that we are really great in blockchain development, so why shouldn't we participate? So we asked our employees who want to participate in this contest, and so we have 4 or 5 people who were participating, I'm not quite sure, but that's something like that. And so as a result, we took the first place. So all,
wow.
Yeah, all our applications were the best ones. And the funny fact is that we've sent our application 1 minute after the deadline. And so we were like, what? Like, we've lost this game, but we've wrote to the Telegram and said like, hey guys, please accept our you know, like, solutions, and said everything is okay. So don't worry. And yeah, that's our. Small
yeah, congratulations
victory.
Congratulations for that achievement. It's
yeah,
really awesome.
Okay.
I do suggest everyone who is listening to go to the Circle website and read the case study, because it's really fascinating. Personally, I can say that it's really inspiring for me, because I can see how, you know, the technologies you are using are a great conjunction between the world of academic and the industry. Because, you know, many times people don't want to get in touch with Telegram, with Haskell, because they think that Haskell is an academical only language, which is not true anymore. Maybe it was in the past, but today is definitely false. And you can write solid industry software with Haskell. So yeah, I really recommend everyone to go to the Circle website and read their blog posts and case studies, because they are absolutely inspiring.
Thank you very much. I did totally agree about Haskell with you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And okay, one question. Why do you think that an Haskell developer should join Circle?
We have a lot of memes.
Okay, that is the best answer I could expect. And
yeah,
apart from memes, I mean, memes are the top level, you know, a benefit in a company, and I agree with you. But apart from memes, what do you think that Circle can give to Haskell developers that other companies cannot give?
Great question, actually. So I think that, well, for example, a year ago, I would say that we are totally, like, we are 100% remote and things like that. But, you know, these days, that is not something that is very unique. But we are really, really remote first. So, for example, my co-founder lives in Bristol. Our technical officer, he lives in Boston. So we are spread all around the world, and we don't have this, you should be present at work from, from this time to this. So, we work on the base like, hey, you have this task. Please answer us when you're going to finish it, and you can finish it before the time you've mentioned, and so you're going to be free. But if so, we're always looking for communication. We try to have open dialogues with everyone, so we don't have this hierarchy about you should listen to me and shut up, etc. So we're always friendly to each other, and we're always arguing with each other because it's fun. We do really love Haskell. We try to use it everywhere as much as possible. We try to make all our clients use Haskell also. The goal to make a company where you can share your Haskell experience, get more experience, because we do always make programs to increase the level of expertise of our employees, not only in the field of Haskell, but also, in the field of, security, in the field of algorithms, everything that is connected to the knowledge base of data science. So that's how we try to make the life of each employees and for the life of all the company better and better from day to day.
Okay, great. And I'd like to ask you a more technical question. We've talked about Circle until now. Now I would like to ask you a question about Haskell. What do you think that Haskell is missing today? I mean, is there a missing feature that you'd love to see in Haskell apart from dependent types, because I know that you are working on dependent types.
I would say that there are no features that Haskell is missing. Haskell is missing only, business related things. So there are not a lot of enterprise ready libraries. There are not a lot of users and developers who are using it. And so that's why business is not always adopting this language, because, you can hire two Haskell developers, but and they're going to be really great, because I always see that if person using Haskell, then probably that's a really great developer. But for the same price, you can get, for example, more but cheaper developers in other languages.
Yeah.
And that's going to be easier for any kind of business. So that's also the thing that we're trying to solve in Circle, a global thing, to make Haskell more enterprise popular language. Because if there are more users, if there are more adopters, then there are more frameworks, more easier ways to develop things. So more cheaper ways to use Haskell in real life and in business. Because from the community's point of view, Haskell is really great. You can do whatever you want using this language. As I know that one of the most popular language for your homemade projects, because people usually learn this just for fun. They realize that it's really interesting thing to know. And so that's why people start a lot of things using Haskell, and especially functional programming.
Okay, and which language are you using for writing front-end code?
We used a small history. So at the beginning, we were trying to use Haskell, GRC.js,
okay.
But it was really hard. So after that, we switched to PureScript.
Okay.
And there were not a lot of libraries, because that was 2017. After that, after that we switched to Elm, and it was good, but we just didn't like it. And right now we use TypeScript because we can have the power of types, and it's easy integrated with Haskell. So that's why we try to use TypeScript. And in parallel, so like 50-50, we use Elixir. Because, well, Elixir is basically Ruby on the Erlang virtual machine, and you can do a lot of great stuff there. So that's why we try to use this technology also. But because we're not very front-end company, we are mostly back-end company. So yeah, we don't have a lot of front-end code, so because we do not specialize on using it.
Yeah, I ask you that because after hearing you talking about how much you love Haskell, I was expecting some background for the reason you're not using PureScript today. Because I've seen on the website that you are using TypeScript, so that's the reason of my question.
Maybe, maybe things has changed, but we should look into PureScript
Yeah.
again.
Okay. And okay, going into the conclusion for this episode, what are your thoughts about the future of Circle?
When we started this company with Jon, we realized what kind of goal do we have. The goal behind Circle is to be like Bell Labs,
Oh,
but yeah,
that's an amazing goal.
maybe bigger.
What do you want to achieve?
We want to make things that are going to make the world of humanity better and more pleasant place to live, and to make something that is going helped us to make our future brighter, our future secure, faster, interesting, and every adjective, every good adjective that you can add. So we really love science, we really love research, and because me and Jon, we have this computer science background, we like to dig into this and make new things and new possibilities to the world.
That's an amazing goal. I have to say, I really wish you to achieve all these goals.
Thank you.
And I can see you're really passionate about research and development, right?
Yeah.
Is there space, so I guess there's space in Circle for doing research and development. What are the main fields of research and development today, apart from Haskell?
Most of our clients, they have things to research and to develop. So, for example, the biotech sphere that we are working in. So there are open questions that we are researching with bioengineers, and we do also develop, because most of the bioengineers, they don't know how to program.
Oh,
So
okay.
yeah, that's kind of things that we have. So they have all this knowledge about biology, medicine, and stuff like that. And from our side, we try to combine their knowledge. We try to help them achieve their goal. So sometimes there are weeks when our people are not working on development, but they are working with their minds to solve this research problem. And after that, they do code this to make a solution.
Okay, great. I really hope you will be finding more and more people working with you because I
Thank you.
can clearly see a great vision for the future of this company, and I really wish you to achieve all your goals.
Thank you.
And thank you again for the work you're doing with your blog, first of all, and then with the open source and spreading knowledge about Haskell and also the contribution to the GHC. This is something incredible. Having people dedicated to that, this is a great contribution to open source. This is not something that every company does, and I'm really glad to hear companies doing that. So thank you again.
Thank you very much.
I think that was all for today. Thank you also for joining me. It was a pleasure to talk with you. I really hope to be talking with some of your employees in the future because I feel
Sure.
like there may be some great stories from your
Sure.
employees in the future.
That's
So
a great idea.
I really hope to have someone else here and also maybe in the future have another episode with you, because this has been really, really interesting. So have a nice rest of the day, and thank you again for joining.
Thank you very much for this conversation. That was a pleasure for me, and bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Thank you.